Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. Harold Mester with you. This segment comes to you from the County Board floor, where Interim County Executive Marvin Pratt gave his farewell address to the County Board on April 21st. We're pleased to bring you the audio from his speech tonight.
Good morning. Chairman Holloway, supervisors, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say a special thank you to Chairman Lee Holloway for appointing me to the position of interim county executive. In the words of a little known song, you didn't have to do it, but you did what you did, what you did. And I thank you. It's been an honor to serve the people of Milwaukee County. While my watch is just about over, I leave with the confidence that the county is in good hands. I want to congratulate County Executive Chris Abley, elect, on his election, and hopefully he and the board will establish the kind of positive relationship that benefits everyone in Milwaukee County. We must work together to solve the county problems in a spirit of cooperation, comity, and civility, which will go a long way in solving those challenges that we face. On Monday, I will be ending this phase of public service, about 35 years. But I do it on a high note as Milwaukee County Executive. I've also become the answer to a trivial question, which says, who's the only person to serve as Milwaukee Mayor and Milwaukee County Executive? I can live with that, and it's been a privilege to serve in both positions. Winston Churchill said that politics is almost as exciting as war, except that in war you only get hurt or killed once. In politics, you can get hurt and done up a number of times. Well, we can't afford to really be hurting each other. These times are too crucial. The stakes are too high. In the book of Psalms, it says how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. And I am calling for that unity among all our brothers and sisters and all the challenges that we face in governing Milwaukee County. This community has gone through significant changes since I first took office as alderman in 1987 from Northside District. It has been through even more changes since I interned in Henry Meyer's office, former Mayor Meyer, in the 1970s. You may recall that Mayor Meyer was a fierce defender of Milwaukee and of urban areas. And that is why I think it is imperative that you maintain residency requirements for the city residents and for county residents who work for the city and the county. I think it is imperative that you support Senate Bill 6 that requires photo ID, and that should be rejected. Some of the other changes have been for the better. Others have not. We have spectacular new museums on our lakefront, but we also need to address what's going on and what the future will be for O'Donnell Park. We have many successful companies here, headquarters to many Fortune 500 companies that are leaders in the industry. But we also have an unacceptably high poverty rate and unemployment rate, especially in our inner city. We have developments downtown, such as the Modern, yet we have a massive area of vacant land in the Park East Quarter that must be developed in order for the county's economy to grow. Again, I want to thank Chairman Holloway. I think the first Park East Task Force that was formed, Chairman Holloway named me chairman of that task force. We have world-class hospitals and health care, but we have a unacceptably high infant mortality rate. These are just some of the challenges that we face, the ones we must meet to make our community stronger and more prosperous. The Milwaukee County also faces external challenges as well. Cuts in state aid will hamper our ability to provide services, especially to those who need it most. severe state budget cuts to our mass transit system will also hurt the economy of Milwaukee County. More than 50% of those who use the Milwaukee County transit system use it to get to their jobs or to look for a job. Another 11% use it to get to schools. I want to acknowledge and thank a number of people retired in my short tenure in office. And I was wondering, you know, we had Anita Velada Conley, who was over the transit system, her place will be taken by Lloyd Grant, Tim Shawey, who was the court counsel, Bob Andrew, Jerry Schrader. You know, I thought it was something I said. Because everybody start retiring. And to go back to the transit system, 70% of those people who ride the bus, ride the transit system, do not have an automobile to make it to work or to school, or to the doctor, to the grocery store. I ride the bus myself occasionally, and I want to point out that sometimes you lose track of what's going on out there until you ride the bus and you see the mother who gets on the bus that may have one child in her hand and have another one on her hip. And so we have to make sure that they can get to where they want to go. How do we make sure that she can make the trip to get a job? How do we get people to their jobs when they don't have transportation? Simply raising fares will not do enough to solve the problem. If these proposed state budget cuts are enacted, we have to look at alternative ways of funding our transit system, because transit is part of our economy. It's what gets people to their jobs. It benefits both employers and employees. We must continue to make improvements also in behavioral health, in the area of behavioral health. I'm glad to know that Paula Lucy, who was hired with a lot of, not so much a push, but Jerry Lydate was very high on her, and everyone who I talked to said, yeah, Paula would be great if she could come back, and she did. She agreed to come back, and she would provide invaluable leadership at BHD. As county exec, I toured the mental health complex, and I can tell you that in spite of all of the press reports, there is remarkable work going on there. We should continue to support Ms. Lydate and also Ms. Lucy and what they do. Fact of the matter is, since I've been in county government, I've been just enthused at the enthusiasm of the employees here in county government. I want to take this time to acknowledge Supervisor Michael Mayo and Supervisor Peggy West. I think it was on the last month we had County Day, Milwaukee County Day. And it was just very, very well done, very, very well attended. So thank you, Supervisor West. Thank you, where is Supervisor Mayo? Supervisor Mayo, thank you. That was very well done. And for all of you who participated in that. The county workforce and the department heads are extraordinary in these tough times, in the times of dealing with 26 furlough days, in the times of where folks think you aren't taking care of business. I know from the fact, from sitting in meetings with department heads, that this workforce is top rate, kind of stressed out, short. Sometimes short-staffed, but it's top-rate. Let me say that politics is the art of the possible, and I believe that if we work together, anything is indeed possible. It's easy for me to say these things. I'm on my way out the door. But these are challenges that we face no matter who is leading us, no matter who is on the county board. This is a great community. We have many hardworking people, many talented people who are working to make it better every day in both public and the private sector. I value public service, and I want to thank all of you who have supported me over the years, as well as those who have had constructive criticism for me. It is the highest honor to have served in city government and for a short time in county government. I've been blessed, and I'm thankful for both my blessing an opportunity to serve. Being repetitive, I've served with some of the most hardworking, dedicated public servants who care about the people of this community. I'm proud of them, and I'm proud to have served with them. As Shakespeare said, what is the city but the people? and the good people of Milwaukee County deserves leadership and vision. The kind of vision that says we will meet the challenges that face us and make Milwaukee County a better place. I believe that that leadership exists here, and I wish to wish all of you the best in facing those challenges. Let me conclude as I started. Chairman Holloway, thank you. And to paraphrase Dr. King, who paraphrased the Bible, he said, if you want to be recognized, wonderful. He said, if you want to be great, wonderful, but recognize he or she who is greatest among you shall be your servant. So thank you for your service.
Again, that was Interim County Executive Marvin Pratt. His last day on the job was April 25th, when Chris Abley was sworn into office in the courthouse rotunda. Stick around. We will preview next month's show and have a few announcements after this break when Inside the County Board continues. You're listening to News Talk 1130 WISN. You can always